My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I just have to thank God a lot, you know. The anxiety, the pressure that I usually feel. I didn't have it really today. There's a sort of peace out there before the game for me. You know, I had a sensing that God was with me, whether he put an angel over me, whatever it was. And, you know, I got to thank the coaching staff here for, you know, trusting me. I'm an undrafted guy, so having me start the game, you know, they didn't have to do that, but they had the faith in me to go out there. I thank the vets in the linebacker room. You know, they were supporting me fully, and you got older guys cheering you on. It's just a great feeling. And, yeah, there's still a lot to improve on. You know, I didn't have a perfect game by any means, so I'm just going to watch the film and try and improve on it.
What was the feeling when you learned you were going to get the start today? Obviously, a Buffalo kid. Most people always dream of playing for the Bills. What was the feeling when you learned that you were going to get the start?
I think 2 days ago, maybe, they told me. Which is kind of nice, you know, so they didn't surprise me with it or anything like that. They told me TB wasn't going to play this game. And, you know, we have some injuries in the linebacker room, too. So, yeah, there's definitely a sense of nervousness coming over me when they told me. But, you know, kind of like I said, I'm an undrafted guy. And I kind of looked at it as an opportunity, you know, kind of like nothing to lose. A lot of people aren't really expecting me to make the team. You know, I'm a rookie tryout guy. So it was just something to take full advantage of. And hopefully I showed it to people out there today.
You had a lot of friends and family in the stands. How big of a help was that?
My mom told me I actually saw her before the game and told me we had a lot of people coming out here. So it was a good feeling. I actually saw some of them before the game, too. You know, some people I haven't that have moved from Buffalo and I haven't seen in a while, so that was definitely cool.
How gratifying was it to have this opportunity and take advantage of it, considering you finished the game with 12 tackles?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
How gratifying is it knowing you had the opportunity and you were able to take advantage of it?
You know, I just wanted to win the game, really, especially at the end there. You know, it was definitely a close one. And I think that was the most fulfilling part, you know. Having a good game and losing never feels good. So I'm just happy we got the win.
Did you have a favorite play from the game?
I wish I would have made a couple more tackles that I missed. Those are the ones you think about. You know, as weird as it sounds, you think about the ones you don't make. So yeah.
You did tackle Justin Fields in the open field, by the way.
Oh yeah. I was telling the guys on the sideline I was super nervous. Like. Even though you can't really get nervous mid-play, I was nervous. I was like, because that's definitely a very athletic guy out there, and there's a lot of room. I'm very happy I made the play. Yeah.
Can you just take us through it?
I think you know, I was just in my zone. He broke contain. Like I said, there's a lot of open field, so I was trying to track the near hip. I didn't want him to cut back on me, and you know, I didn't press it super hard. And he probably got a couple more yards out of it, but, you know, I just wanted to make the play.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.